Aloha mai, o kainani ko uinoa, and welcome back to Papa Olelo Hawaii Makahiki e Kahi, Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai e Walu, Mokuna e Lima, Chapter 5. E ho'omaka kākou, let's begin! In our first podcast for Mokuna e Lima, we learned how to pluralize words, both kikino and i'oa. In this podcast, we will learn how to pluralize papani. You already know nā papani helu kahi, which are au, oe, and ia. In this lesson, you will learn nā papani helu lua, that is dual pronouns, ame nā papani helu lehu, or expanded pronouns, those that refer to three or more people. The term helu nui refers to both helu lua and helu lehu. Hawaiian focuses on three spheres, you, me, and others. The papani you have learned already reflect this. Au or vau is me, oe is you, and oia is him or her. However, there are four papani that mean we, or us, that reflect the Hawaiian perspective and may be somewhat tricky to master. E ho'opili mai, maua. That means he and I, or she and I, and excludes the person you are talking to. Mākou. That means māua plus at least one more person, and excludes the person you are talking to. Kāua. You and I both. Kākou. Kāua plus at least one more person. I'll give you an example. You are talking to Kalei and ask if both you and he are strong. E ho'opili mai. Makaukau kāua. Are the two of us ready? You go to the kitchen with your two brothers and tell your mother that the three of you are thirsty. What would you say? Ai. Make vai makou. You see a friend and ask if the two of you are somewhat tired. What would you say? Ai, maluhiluhi kāua. You are with your mother and you tell your friend that you are both Hawaiian people. What would you say? Ai, he mau Hawaii māua. You are in class and say to all the students, "We are the smart students." What would you say? Ai, o kākou nā haumāna aka mai. Mai ka ino. Sometimes students get the idea that kākou means all of us. This is not true. You can use the word kākou in a room and only be referring to a portion of the students in the room. For example, the class could be divided into two groups, males and females, to prepare to sing a song in parts. The females in the class could be talking together and one might say to the others, "I think that the boys might sing louder than us, kākou, because there are more of them." Note also that the Hawaiian expressions for all of us can include those spoken to as in kākou apau or not include them as in mākou apau. Translate the following examples. You tell your cousin that you and four friends are all mischievous at home. Ai, kolohe mākou apau makahale. You are gathering with your family and your mother says, "We are all here." Ai, aia kākou apau ma'ane'i. It is important to know that there is no papani equivalent to the English it. In Hawaiian, oia usually means he or she. The idea of it can be conveyed by using kēla mea, kēla, or similar expressions, somewhat like how pidgin uses the thing and the stuff. Most often, however, it is simply understood. Therefore, context is most instrumental in helping to convey meaning. Listen to the following two dialogues. You will hear either a ka'i or where English might use it, but there is no corresponding word in Hawaiian. However, the meaning is understood in the context.
Ai oi ke poke.
Ai ono mauli ke na.
Ai he kohale.
Ai ya makalihi.
He ke na pua.
He pikake. Let's begin with the papa olelo, or dialogue, in which lei are discussed. Listen carefully to the following sentences, translate and speak them. They will give you some background into the dialogue that will follow shortly. Kala'i folks are at her house in La'ie. Ai, aia o kala'i ma makonahale ma La'ie. We, kala'i and yourself, are there with some friends. Ai, aia maua malaila me ke kahi mauho aloha. There is a party this evening at his or her house. Ai, aia ke kahi paina I ke yahi yahi ma konahale. E mamo ma, ma kau kau olua.
Ai, ma kau kau maua. Ai hea na kiki kane.
Ai lako I ke kahi lumi ma o.
Pehea nā mea inu a me ka mea ai.
Hui hui nā mea inu a aia ka mea ai ma ke pākau kau. At this time, you'll take part in the conversation. Please locate this dialogue in Mokuna e Lima of Nā Kai e Walu. You will hear Kala'i's voice and you will speak Mamo's part of the conversation. E Mamo ma, ma kau kau olua. Ai lako I ke kahi lumi ma o. Hui hui nā mea inu, a aia ka mea ai ma ke pākau kau. Now you will hear Mamo's voice and you will speak the part of Kala'i in the conversation. Begin now.
Ai, ma kau kau maua. Ai hea na kiki kāne. Pehea nā mea inu a me ka mea ai.
Let's practice using the various papani. I'll give the context and you will respond in Hawaiian using the correct papani. If I saw just you at the store and asked, "How are you?" how would I say that in Hawaiian? Ai, pehea oi. And how would you respond to the question using the appropriate papani? Ai, maika'i au. Au is the appropriate papani here. And if I saw you and your friend and asked, "How are you?" How are you too? How would I say that in Hawaiian? Ai, pehea olua. And how would you respond to the question using the appropriate papani? Ai, mai ka'i maua. Maua, which is he or she and I, is pololei. Let's add one more person to the mix. I see you, your friend, and your cousin, three of you, and ask, "How are you?" All of you folks, that is. How would I say that in Hawaiian? Ai, pehea okou. Okou is the appropriate papani. How would you folks respond to my question using the correct papani? Ai, mai ka'i makou. Makou is the correct papani. What are other scenarios where oi, olua, and okou are appropriate in your daily life? What about au, maua, and makou? Now let's work on third person Papani, which includes Oya, Laua, and Lako. The luau is happening this weekend, and Mom tells you that Kaleo will prepare the poke. How would Mom say that he will prepare the poke? Ai, e ho'omākaukau Oya I ka poke. If one more person, say Nalani, will help Kaleo, how does that affect the papani? What is the appropriate papani now? How will Mom say they will prepare the poke, referring to Kaleo and Nalani? Ai, e ho'omākaukau Laua I ka poke. Uncle Kimo hears about this and wants to help Kaleo and Nalani. How will Mom tell you that they, three, will prepare the poke? Ai, e ho'omākaukau Lākou I ka poke. No matter how many more people help them, as long as it is more than two people helping, the papani will always be Lākou. What are other scenarios where Oya, Laua, and Lākou are appropriate in your daily life? Now let's practice the papani Kāua and Kākou. Kāua refers to you and only one person that you are talking to. When you use the phone or say hi to one person, your greeting would be Aloha Kāua, greetings to you and I both. If you are on a date, it would usually be a Kāua situation, just you and your date. Often in love songs or poems, the poet writes as if speaking directly to his loved one, a definite Kāua situation. If you are in a group of people and only one person can go with you to Tutu's house, you choose a person and tell him, let's go. How would you say this in Hawaiian? Ai, e hele kāua. It always has to be the one person you are addressing and yourself. In Hawaiian, when we greet two or more people, kākou, which includes yourself, is very appropriate. We wouldn't say aloha olua. We would always include ourselves in the greeting. Kākou refers to everyone, you, me, them, as long as there are more than two and you are acknowledging everyone. If it is time to eat in school and the bell rings, what would be the appropriate papani saying, let's eat, to everyone? Ai, e ai kākou. Kākou is pololei. The whole family is going to the movies. How does Mom say, let's go to the movies? Ai, e hele kākou I ke ki'i oni'oni. What are other scenarios where kāua and kākou are appropriate in your daily life? Mai ka'i no. Today's Olelo no Eau features what Kamehameha said before he passed away. E na'i vale no ōkou I ku'upono a ole pau, which figuratively means to do all you can for the benefit of our people. O kainani keia, mahalo, a hui hou, aloha.